Entertainment.com Podcast Network opinions, entertainment artists, employees, management, affiliates, you, me, and you, Beagle, don't sue. Hi, everyone. It's December 19th, 2008. I am your host, Adam Paulus, for the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am coming to you live on MP3 from my new computer workstation, as my old one decided to die. And, yeah, I'm not very happy with you. I can tell you can hear me. Staring at me over there. Anyway, the new computer seems to be working okay so far. I've got my iTunes synced up so I can hear my fat beats. And most of my applications are installed so I can talk to you lovely people. Hope you're having a great holiday season. Programming note, this is probably going to be the last new podcast I record for the year. I might have a couple of treats I record today to sprinkle next week, so you have something to listen to if you care. But if you don't, then you won't. So anyway, that's enough of my babbling. Let's get on to the show. New this week at the box office, you can see such exciting gems as The Tale of Despero, Yes Man, and 7 Pounds, all of which are getting horrible reviews, by and large. Last weekend at the box office, The Day the Earth Stood Still was number one with $30.5 million. It was followed by Four Christmases, Twilight, Bolt, and Australia, which apparently people weren't that interested in seeing, but it's supposed to be pretty neat, but, eh, what are you gonna do? In television news, there's not that much exciting going on right now. As you know, almost all of the great shows are on hiatus for the holiday, which means you get to be bored. Next week, The Soup is going to have its cliptacular thing on Monday, where it shows all the best clips of the year. And what else? I found out The Clone Wars is going to come back in January and have new episodes pretty much through April. So it's going to be like a 27, 28 episode season. The entire episode listing can be found on Wikipedia, that's starwars.wikia.com, if you're interested in reading semi-spoilery things. But of course, that's great news that the show is going to be on for a long time, showing us lots and lots of new action figures we can't get. And now, toys! Yes, toys. The greatest thing you can possibly hear about that has to do with toys. Yesterday, Hasbro told us about some new products at Entertainment Earth, so I can tell you now. For starters, there's going to be a G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe Collector 5-Pack Omega Force. I don't know what Omega Force is yet, but it's going to include Cobra Commander, Cobra Trooper, Cobra Officer, a Bat, and Duke. G.I. Joe Mighty Mugs Wave 2 and Wave 2 Revision 1 are listed. These are the ones they're going to start including Destro and the Baroness, although the Baroness is only in Wave 2, not Wave 2 Revision 1. And that's it for G.I. Joe. Transformers Universe Mighty Mugs Wave 2. If you like Mighty Mugs and you like Transformers, early next year you'll be able to get this case, which includes Starscream and Grimlock for the first time. Pictures are not currently available. Oh, Marvel Universe action figures. The 3¾-inch figure line is going to have revisions, just like Star Wars. And this new remix case has more of some figures and less of some others. So really, there's nothing to tell you about at all. Dexter, manufacturer Biff Bang Pow, has produced more Dexter bobbleheads. If you know someone that needs one, they are, in theory, available now at Entertainment Earth or a DE distribution client near you. This includes the bloody version as well. Dark Horse announced a Bruce Campbell 12-inch action figure from the upcoming film My Name is Bruce. Actually, it might be out now. I don't know. Square Enix will be producing games from, and forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, Final Fantasy Dissidia. It's the new fighting game which claims to have 40 hours of gameplay. It was just released in Japan. I suppose that can be accurate. Cloud, Squall, Tidus, and Zidane, or Zidane, I beat Final Fantasy IX, I don't know how it's pronounced. These are the first four figures you can get in this line. Exciting. LEGO. A number of new LEGO items are starting to pop up for pre-orders and or at retail. Check your local or favorite online stores for LEGO Pirates, New LEGO Town, and other exciting items which may or may not have been previously available at the store, like Entertainment Earth happens to have LEGO Agents Deep Sea Quest, the Droid Gunship, the Republic Cruiser, the Trade Federation MTT, and some other exciting sets, which you may be interested in having. Star Wars. The new Star Wars figures to buy. There's nothing really to report today, but if you keep checking Entertainment Earth over the next week, you will see some stuff. However, EFX, the new successor to Master Replicas, has a Luke Skywalker X-Wing Starfighter replica. It's coming in the next month or two, And this really big, really detailed prop replica is way better than the Icons one, and it costs $1,300, or $1,298.99. You can get these at your favorite online store, or elsewhere. Godzilla. There's a really cool new Godzilla poster sculpture you need to see. I've seen it at a few online retailers. It's a Japanese import from HappyNet. It is a 1954 3D poster art statue. If you've seen some of the Star Wars ones, you basically know what to expect. It's a poster-shaped rectangle with Godzilla and tanks and stuff coming out of it, and it looks like it's a real sculpture rather than just a flat portrait. It's very expensive, $364, but it is one of the coolest Godzilla collectibles I have ever seen. Dinosaur King. There's a card swiper, tops, and minifigures. Yeah. Good for it. Oh, the Tudors. If you're a fan of the television series The Tudors, you might be interested in knowing that there is a large selection, well, a smallish large collection of collectibles from United Cutlery. These include a chain of office, a jousting helmet, ceremonial sword, wax seal, silver chain of office. I guess the other one was a brass chain of office. Sword and helmet letter opener. I mean, that's good times if you're into the whole Tudors thing. And really, who isn't interested in European history? Video games. Astonishingly, amazingly, excitingly, the Nintendo Wii seems to be available, even though it is essentially Christmas, and most people would have you believe that it's not, but it is. So if you're getting one for someone, don't overpay for it. You might actually be able to get it. Also, in downloadable game news, this week for the Xbox 360 on its arcade service, you can download something for free. A few months ago, Doritos sponsored a game design challenge, and the winner was a guy who developed something called Doritos Dash of Destruction. The game, I just looked at somebody else's achievements to see what they had on it, and apparently the achievements are really easy to get, because it looks like the guy got all of them on the 17th, and this guy is not known for getting a lot of achievements, so I'm going to have to download this game just to get them. In it, you play a giant dinosaur chasing down a truck of Doritos, or a truck trying to escape a dinosaur who wants to eat Doritos. So as you can guess, it is Adver Gaming at its finest. I haven't read a review yet or played it, so maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. I don't know. We'll find out soon. Now for the Nintendo Wii, if you want to download stuff, the Virtual Console has Enduro Racer, a Sega Master System game, which I did some research on, and everyone says do not download. Yeah. For WiiWare, there's Big Kahuna Party. I don't know what that is. And the new Strong Bad Cool Game for Attractive People, Episode 5, which is apparently pretty good. And retail this week, apparently, World Jong Party, Summer Sports 2, Calvin Tucker's Redneck Jamboree. This can't be real. Anyway, it looks like if you're a Wii owner, you'll have another week of letting your Wii collect dust. Sorry about that.
New Entertainment Earth.
The holidays are almost here. It's not too late to buy yourself a great gift, but whether or not it'll get there in time for December 25th, who knows? You'll have to upgrade your shipping. Anyway, right now at Entertainment Earth, you can get such exciting items as a Star Wars Waterball Ornament Value Bundle. You can get 6 Star Wars ornaments from Encore. 6! These things used to be about $10 each. They are now $19.99 for 6. You get Darth Vader, Yoda, R2-D2, the Millennium Falcon, Chewbacca, and C-3PO. These are from Encore, and they can be yours. We've added lots of new items to the web, including My Little Pony Valentine's Day ponies. We've added G.I. Joe Mighty Mugs. We've added John Lennon figures, not mint, new comic books, gold records, Kiss Eye Dogs, available individually or by the case, anime statues galore, including figures from something called, where are my notes? Sexy Magical Girl Lynn. Because apparently she's sexy and magical and a girl, so really, how can you go wrong? This is one of many exciting items you can find right now at Entertainment Earth. Also, stay tuned because Christmas is almost here. And as you know, Christmas means that there's after Christmas, and after Christmas may or may not mean that there's a sale. I'm just saying. So, stay tuned to Entertainment Earth. That's pretty much it for this week, and for the most part, year. We've got Toy of the Week to go still this week, and there's going to be a special Toy of the Week next week, too, because the Transformers 25th anniversary line came out, and let's face it, you gotta hear about those things. They're nice. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you. You can still follow me on Twitter. Actually, I need to update Twitter right now to say I'm updating the podcasts. Updating and recording podcasts. I told the world what I'm doing while I'm talking to you. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, You can follow me at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H on Twitter, or Adam16bit, A-D-A-M-16-B-I-T. One is what I'm doing that is not necessarily work-related at home, and the other one is doing stuff that is usually work-related at work. So it's good times. You can contact me, adam.paulus at gmail.com. You can write hate mail on my YouTube channel if you can find it. Very popular activity lately. People that do it don't realize it gives me superpowers, so please continue to do so. And I think that's everything I need to harass you about this week. I hope you all have an excellent holiday. May you get everything it is you ask Santa for, and hopefully some good stuff that you didn't necessarily have to ask Santa for, you know, because really, how many socks do you need? And I will speak to you next year.